We thank the Human Rights Council for convening the social forum on a timely and topical theme at this trying time. We appreciate the distinguished speakers and panelists for their insightful deliberations. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated the fragility of our world. We have seen the unprecedented global health crisis leading to the free fall of economies. We could have fought the pandemic better if we were on track to meet the SDGs. Even before the pandemic, developing countries were grappling with interlinked social, environmental, and developmental challenges. The COVID-19 has aggravated those. International cooperation and solidarity lie at the heart of the 2030 agenda, and that should lie at our fight against the pandemic. Having said that, I have the following points to make. First, equitable and affordable access to vaccines is a right of all people. We must do away with vaccines divides and vaccine nationalism. Second, developing states must be supported and allowed to use their potential to produce COVID-19 vaccines. Transfer of vaccine technologies and formula is an immediate necessity to ensure vaccine equity. Third, developed countries must step up fruitful support to the efforts of the developing countries, particularly in the form of finance, technology, and capacity building for a sustainable recovery. Fourth, the pandemic has severely disrupted the education system in developing countries, challenging the success of SDG 4. We need a global plan to prioritize education recovery by investing in digital tools and services, internet access, and teachers' capacity building. Mr. Chair, while we are aspiring for building back better, it must be equal, inclusive, and sustainable. To this goal, we must fight together and we must drive together to achieve the SDGs. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank